Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, entitled Explanation of the Vedic Path, text number 6. Vedena nama rupani vishamani sameshvapi dhatu shuddhava kalpanta धातुशुद्धवकल्प्यन्तः एतेषां स्वार्थसिद्धये वेदेन नामरूपाणि विषमाणि समेष्वपि धातुशुद्धवकल्प्यन्तः एतेषां स्वार्थसिद्धये वेदेन नामरूपाणि विषमाणि समेष्वपि धातुशुद्धवकल्प्यन्तः एतेषां स्वार्थसिद्धये. वेदेन नाम रूपाणि विषमाणि स्वमेष्वपि धातुशुद्धव कल्पन्त एतेषां स्वार्थसिद्धये. माताजी, वेदेन नाम रूपाणि विषमाणि स्वमेष्वपि धातुशुद्धव कल्प्यन्त एतेषां स्वार्थसिद्धये. वेदेन, बाय वैदिक लिटरेचर, नाम, नेम्स, रूपाणि एंड फॉर्म्स, विषमाणि different, sameshu, which are equal, api, indeed, dhatushu, in material bodies composed of the five elements, uddhavaha, my dear uddhava, kalpyante, are conceived of, itesham, of them, the living entities, swartha, of self-interest, siddhaye, for the achievement. Translation and purport. My dear Uddhava, although all material bodies are composed of the same five elements and are thus equal, the Vedic literatures conceive of different names and forms in relation to such bodies, so that the living entities may achieve their goal of life. The words nama rupani vishamani refers to the system of varnasham dharma, in which members of human society are designated according to the four social and four occupational divisions. Those dedicated to the intellectual or religious perfection are called brahmanas. Those dedicated to political perfections are called kshatriyas. Those dedicated to the financial perfection are called vaishyas. And those dedicated to eating, sleeping, sex and honest work are called shudras. Such propensities arise from the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. Because the pure soul is not materially intellectual, ambitious of power, enterprising or servile, rather the pure soul is always absorbed in loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. If the various propensities of conditioned soul are not engaged in Varnashram system, they will certainly be misused, and thus that person will fall down from the standard of human life. The Vedic system is designed by the Lord so that conditioned souls may pursue their individual achievements and at the same time advance toward the ultimate goal of life. Krishna consciousness, ultimate goal of life, Krishna consciousness. Just as a doctor deals with a crazy man by speaking to him sympathetically in terms of his false conception of life, one who understands the Vedic literature engages the living entities according to their illusory identification with the elements of matter. Although material bodies are composed of the same material elements and are thus qualitatively identical, as described here by the word sameshu, the Vedic social system, Varnashrama, is created to engage all human beings in Krishna consciousness according to their various degrees of material identification. The absolute good is the Supreme Lord Himself, and that which approaches the Supreme Lord becomes similarly good. Because the sun is the source of heat within this world, an object that approaches the sun becomes hotter and hotter until it merges into fire. In the same manner, as we approach the transcendental nature of the Personality of Godhead, we automatically become surcharged with absolute goodness. Although this knowledge is the real basis of the Vedic literature, mundane piety is enjoined and sin is prohibited so that one can gradually come to the platform of material goodness, whereupon spiritual knowledge becomes visible. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunbiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Navom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. the title of this chapter is Explanation of the Vedic Path. Sri Krishna is giving instructions to Uddhava. Now, whenever this term comes, Vedic path or Vedic literature, to someone like us who has already been in ISKCON, what comes in our mind? Very first thing, Nistray Gunyo Bhavarjuna, you know, and basically, as we think that the ultimate instruction Krishna gave to Arjuna is that, basically then you have to go beyond Vedas. So we actually identify ourselves with this stage, that now we are also on this stage that we can go beyond Vedas. That means these principles, injunctions are not applied to us. So Sri Krishna, before this chapter, he explains that there are yoga system, that jnana, karma and bhakti yoga. For these people, there are different kinds of injunctions. And in this chapter, there are few people who are averse to devotional service or any kind of spirituality, and they are totally into sense gratification. For them, there are specific injunctions which are mentioned in the Vedas regarding place, time, the specific objects, about their purity, auspiciousness, profitability, and so forth. So they have to follow it, because for them it is just last line of this Prabhupada says that, because for them the piety and sin should be followed so that they can progress on this path, advances fast. Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada that ideally, there is one statement, it comes that one should follow all this varnashram system and he may fulfill his material dreams. That means soul need not go for it. I mean, Lord doesn't want that everybody should go for this frustrating cycle of sense gratification and then come to me. So because all this mentality that Prabhupada writes in Purport, that goodness, passion and ignorance, a soul comes into these three modes and he identifies himself with matter with his own conceptions. His conceptions can be dealt with the madness. Like, just like Prabhupada says, as a doctor treats a crazy man according to his conceptions, his misidentification with the matter. He might say that, oh, I am a president or I am a scientist. So doctor knows that he is not. But to cure him, he has to be sympathetic to him. Okay, you are. But take the medicine. Similarly, the varnashram system. So there are flaws to the... someone takes to this process and then he may divert from the main goal for which Krishna has established this varnashram system. But overall, if somebody follows this system, then gradually he will perfect his life. If the system is not been provided to soul, then his propensities will be misused and he will fall down. So this Vedic path is there that at any rung, at any stage one can join. Wherever, I mean, however contaminated he may be with the modes, he can join it. And whether they have provisions, from that he can start his progress. The one thing what a soul does the mistake is, it's like it said, grass is greener on the other side. He says, why to follow this? This situation is not good. Maybe this person who is following another path is better than that. That's why it has been mentioned twice in Bhagavad Gita that it is very dangerous. Shreyan swadharmo vigunan. It is said Shreyan means it is better to follow one's own duty even though it is vigunan. Vigunan means it has full of faults. Paradharmat swanushtitat. It is better to follow one's path than following another's path, thinking that I can follow it better and I can be in better situation. Because paradharmo swadharme nidhanam shreya paradharmo bhayavat. Veda said, even though you follow your path and you may not do it perfectly, it is better than doing another's job perfectly. Because following other's path is very dangerous. How can this particular thing be understood? Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita we see that Arjuna is a pure soul. That's why he has a constant companion of Krishna. But just to inspire all the souls, conditioned soul, Krishna arranges so that Arjuna falls into this arrangement that he portrays himself as a conditioned soul and he becomes bewildered and he starts saying that as Krishna gives knowledge, he says, why to follow this? If you say that knowledge is better, why to engage in this warfare? So he says that Guru Nahatvaha hi Mahanubhavan Bhaksham Shreyo Bhoktum Bhaksham Apihaloke. He says Shreyo means it is better for me to follow the path of Brahmanas than fight as a Kshatriya. Because I see there is no point in fighting with the close one. The word used here is Guru and his Pitamaha. So Acharya says that now it may be seen that, oh, Arjuna has been evolved now. Because from Kshatriya he is now qualified to become a Brahmana. But Krishna wants to say to Arjuna that now you may, right now may assume that now you have advanced. And you may ask, you may go for a begging as a Brahmana and there is no fault of sin as such you are saying. But if suppose somebody do not give you bhiksha, then your kshatriya nature will not go. You are inside your kshatriya. So then what will happen? Then you will put out your sword and try to kill him. And then I'll laugh at you. So rather than killing that person, you start using your kshatriya tendencies now here in the war. So abruptly you cannot change your position. You have to slowly change. Just like it has been said that unless one is completely frustrated with the entanglement with the body and mind, he should not give up completely the karma yoga and do 24 hours of bhakti yoga. Because eventually what will happen? He will be dragged to that particular situation. So this is the one example where we see that it is always the soul who is contaminated and become crazy and mad with these different conceptions. It's not that only one conception we carry. There are unlimited desires and conceptions we have so that we can enjoy in this material world with different varieties. So with that in mind, we see different elements, different times as pious and impious, or auspicious and inauspicious. Recently we had actually interviewed few people for our security guards. So there are various people came. One was very interesting. So I was interviewing him. And he was a person from a Kokand, but his father was settled in Bombay and he had one 18 by 10 room in some part in Mumbai, he said. So it's worth 25 lakhs rupees. But over the period of time, he said that 15 years gap, in the period of 15 years, all the family members died in some hour, some by heart attack, some by accident. So his father, mother, two sisters, one brother, all died. And now, lastly, his mother died of cancer and he said for her cure, he borrowed 4 lakh rupees from his cousins who are living in that room now. Worth 25 lakh rupees. They are living in that room along with him. And now ultimately his mother also died. So now he has to pay them 4 lakh rupees. So he said, why not sell the flat and do that. So whenever the client comes and they say, oh, we'll buy. After 2-3 days, the phone call comes that we don't want to buy. He said, what is happening? I don't understand. So he reduced the price because he has to do that. He has no money. And so he reduced to 15 lakhs. Still the same thing happening. Then he understood that what happens? Whenever the client comes, the cousins take the number and they call them, "Arey, this is shapit jaga hai. This is a place which is cursed. There's so many people have died. You take, you, same thing will happen to you." So even though it is a very profitable deal, you know, worth 25 lakhs, you are buying in 15 lakhs, nobody wants to buy. Because what I am saying, everybody who is on the path, the main aim is to enjoy. If you enjoy at the cost of life, nobody wants that, isn't it? So they are seeing that particular deal as a unprofitable or inauspicious from their point of view. But at the another angle, these cousins are seeing this is a very auspicious place. Neither they are buying it because they know that why to pay him? Because eventually, if he settles with anybody, they have to vacate that place. And he gets the deal. Neither they are buying and neither they are letting him to sell anybody. So overall, if you see, if some particular place or object is auspicious for somebody, this other side, it is inauspicious for another person. So that's why in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, it is said, Dvaite bhadra abhadra jnana sabha monodharma, ai bhala ai vanda sabha bhrama, ai sabha bhrama. So by doing this many times, hundreds and thousands of times, one may come to this stage that actually this is not a sane man's game. As we have discussed that everybody has a very different conception. Everybody lives in their own world. With their conception, they say, this is my philosophy. That's why we see as many people, as many philosophies are there, isn't it? There's one episode where they said that there were 3 sisters and they died in one accident. They goes to the heaven and they meet the angel there. The angel says, you see, you can stay here. Make sure that there are many frogs, you don't step on any frog. Otherwise your term starts. Your sinful activities will fructify. So they are very careful. Every day, do not step on any frog. But what to do? There are so many frogs. One day, one sister steps on one frog. And what happens? Immediately, the angel comes with a very ugly man. He says, you have to marry him now. Start your come. So the other 2 sisters become very alert. Oh my God, what will happen? Few days pass, another sister, she also steps. Another angel comes, he says, this is your ugliest husband, you go. Now third sister, she, you know, can't sleep. She always careful not to step on frog. So many days happened, nothing, I mean, she doesn't step. But immediately one day, angel comes with a very beautiful, handsome man. And she says, he says, you have to marry him. Your term starts. So she becomes so happy that I am so fortunate, you know, among the 3 sisters, I have got such a wonderful husband. Very tall, handsome, beautiful. So she asked him, you know, how did it happen? I never stepped on the frog. He said, I know that. I did. So she is shocked. She said, what do you mean? That means among the 3 sisters, I am the ugliest person. That somebody's term starts with my marrying with him. So, like this, everybody thinks I am intellectual, I am beautiful, or maybe I am the wealthy. So many conceptions we drive in, and then somebody comes and pokes our false ego. then everything happens. You know, we all morality and everything is, you know, lack of opportunity. We think that, oh, I'm moral, I'm truthful, I'm this and that and then that. But something happens to this, our conception. We turn the world upside down. There is an actual one thing happened. From the way so many years we see Americans and Russians, they are at war at all stages, you know, whether it takes for economy or space wars. For everything they want to show, we are the best. So, once in 1960, around 60, 70, there was an American fighter pilot training course was going on. So, you know that at that time there was a racism, you know, black and white and all. So, one Afro-American candidate, 21-year guy, very pakka guy, you know, he goes the training, physical training, A grade, 10 out of 10, mental training, flight, then target achieving, everything perfect. Everybody knows that he is going to be first. But the result is announced, everybody finds out he is the number two. And the white guy becomes number one. Everybody knows that he is not. So, before this training goes, everybody takes oath that I will give my life for my country. You know, everyone has to do that. And then the top gun, the trainer comes and pats on his Afro-American shoulder that, yes, boy, then how do you feel about this? You are the second number in American country. You are the second fighter pilot. But this guy has completely shaken. You know what I am thinking? He says, I am thinking right now to join Russian army and bomb at your battalion. So this top gun gets shocked. He says, what is this? He takes him to the cabin asking, what has happened? You are a patriot. I mean, you are the powerful American. You have already taken oath and you are saying this. Exactly opposite. You are joining our enemy's camp. He says, because of you. Because I have full faith. I had a full faith in you that you will take to no partiality. You know, you have seen that I am top in all grades, but you have given me second grade. Because you don't have faith in me, why should I have a faith in you? Understand? So this mentality is, now forget about, this is an example, but it applies to each and every one of us. We have seen many people with little thing happened, you know, opposite to their thinking, they have left the path. They have left their colleague, friendship, their partner. This is how the specific Kali Yuga is, where we have so degraded that we have taken everything for granted. Everything should be for my pleasure. Nothing. I mean, that's what saying ki, at one point of time you are ready to give your life for the country, and next moment you are ready to finish your country up. So that's why we see here that our propensity should be guided in such a way that there should be a morality, there should be temporary goals, but we should always see our long-term goal. That's why Prabhupada, yesterday Vasudev Prabhu was, after his lecture we were discussing, he was saying that Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that don't fall into this short-term goal. Kuladharmana. You see it for your main goal. Long-term goal, what is your long-term goal? Unless we see that, we will be caught up into this small shreyas and prayas. So we don't see shreyas, what is actually beneficial to me, but what is immediate sense gratification, what can gratify me immediately. So we fall for prayas. So Prabhupada in this, one of the purport before, 2-3 verses, he writes that for living into this world, we have to see what is pious, what is impious, what is pure, what is impure, what is healthy, what is unhealthy. Now, we can't Just go into any restaurant and say, oh, kuch bhi lao, kaisa bhi banao. We say, nistre gunne bhavarga. No, we have to see whether it is nice rated, highly rated. And we tell him also, no chili or extra chili or whatever. We have to follow this. So, because why? Because something should be healthy and this is unhealthy, we have to discriminate. Prabhupada writes that, but if we just take into this, we have to see from the long term of life, however we protect our life, at the end of, when the time comes, it has to die, it has to collapse. In the sense, we have to see what is the purpose of following this morality or this discrimination of the place, time, different objects, or how to use it. That should be the main goal. Otherwise, we get trapped by the varieties of material good and evil. Oh, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, but you go, don't go somewhere. So, it is like our life should be balanced like two tracks of train. The main track should be spirituality, and second thing is all the goodness in the lifestyle should be goodness. So, follow morality, truthfulness and everything. As the track goes, our life as a train goes on this track, we should be aware that at certain stage, a juncture, there is a turn. You know, when the track changes, there is a destination, some destination comes, then we have to think that, do we have to continue our journey, then take more moral path? Because that's what we do. We'll take an example for this. If we want destination, then we have to take spiritual journey. A permanent destination, then your cycle of birth and death, the journey stops. Then we have to take that particular juncture where it stops. But if you want to continue, or there is higher than that, or I have not done yet, then you continue that. For example, so Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva dharmam parijaja mam ekam sharanam braja. What it means? So he says, every dharma, every thought, every conception which is obstructing you, hindering you from taking shelter of me, give that up. For example, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he tested. He says, tell Dronacharya that Ashwatthama is dead. Now it is a big deal for Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because he has lived the life of truthfulness. He said, how can I tell? But he still says, Ashwatthama hato narova kundurova. So narova kundurova he said very softly so that Krishna cannot hear. Drona cannot hear. So he spoke half lie or maybe half truth. Right? So this is our mentality. So forget, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pure devotee. And it has been tested and then we say that he has also seen the hell or something for me. So we may not be Yudhishthira Maharaj. We are like this fighter pilot. You know? We may reject Krishna if he says something. If we have particular conception which is our life and soul, our whole life is based on that, and Krishna says, give that up. So what will happen? We may land up like this, the fighter pilot. So we have to be aware that there may be, the death will come, that juncture will come, where we have to take this spirituality as of our main goal. Otherwise if you take, or again the journey continues, means we have to take another life. We see in Bhagavatam the person who has taken such turn, exactly when he knows that death is coming. Before that, he was a perfect moralist, followed his kshatriya duty perfectly, 100%. But when time came, he lost. He left everything up. Bhishmadev, when he speaks everything to Yudhishthira Maharaj, what is Rajdharma, Kuladharma, everything. But when he sees that the perfect, his time has come, he says, tada upasamrutya girah samasrana shir. He stops speaking. and he focuses his mind and everything on Krishna. That means he has taken that decision. Before that, can you imagine at a stage where you have no energy to give all the knowledge, which is not actually the knowledge, we're just not saying it's a relative knowledge. Till the time you are alive, that is very important. But after death, what is the use of that knowledge? He is perfectly giving seminar, not thinking that anyway, what is the use of that to me. But when he sees now the time has come, he says, over now. Now it's my time. I can't give it to you. So similarly, we have to practice it from the very beginning. How much priority I should give it to my material life and spiritual life. Means my material conception and what Krishna wants from me. And slowly, how much I am giving it to Krishna also. Slowly increasing. It will not happen abruptly. Just like said, abruptly some, we say, oh, at the end of life I will only chant Hare Krishna. Or I will just think of Krishna. It will never happen. Unless we practice it very diligently during when we are alive, when we are faced with the difficulties in material life. At that moment, do we remember Krishna? Do we chant Krishna? Or do we see how can I come out of it? How can I defeat my enemies? How can I change the situation for my betterment? If that is our main response to that difficulty, then we know that at the end of at the juncture, what will happen? Automatically, it's only one moment where we have to decide. It's not that we have a lot of time to decide. Then death means one moment we are being dragged. And what is the thought? At that moment, we think whether we are getting body or we are quitting that cycle. So that's why Shukadeva Goswami in the first canto says that how much importance we should put into this Vedic path, say Varnashram system, and what should be the purpose? We have to see the purpose behind it. It says, Dharma Svanustita Pumsam, main person, Vishwak Sena Katharuchi, Na Utpayadeyade Rati Ratim, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So this is all the facilities provided for different people of different conception so that they can evolve their love for Krishna in the process by their own way. They are comfortable. And slowly they can utilize it. Otherwise, they will land up in chaos or confusion. And their propensities will be misused and they will fall down ultimately. And imagine, the whole project is there where, and maybe philanthropic person, he's saying that Samavaya was there. So he said, I'm doing this from my very early age. At young age, I'm doing social welfare, I'm enlightening people, I'm helping them from coming out of poverty and so many things. And if I do this for this human all the time, I don't mind coming 1,000 times into this world. I said, this is a very big statement. No Krishna inside, in the picture. No spirituality in the picture. But just to say, I don't mind coming 1,000 times into this world, but what is the surety that you will achieve? You will get this position of serving. We may land up in another way, on the another side. Point what I am making is that Krishna's only job, or maybe Maya's only job, is to crush our false ego. Whoever we may be, at the end of life, we have a little false ego, we don't go. I mean, at the every stage where our false ego is crushed and then we surrender to Krishna, then our doors of, Golok opens. So if anybody has such a pride that I can give shelter or I can. This itself shows different conceptions, you know, that craziness of how to deal with this. So, it's very good to do all good to others, being ourselves being moral, but it is holding on to something which will bring us again into this material world is certainly foolishness, right? It is that in Bible it is said, what is the profit of saving the whole world, but you stay here. You are still losing your own soul. So that's why Krishna says, if you want to take right turn in your life, achieving a proper destination, you have to plan it. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yuddhacha. So you don't have to give up your whatever conception you have. You perform your occupational duties perfectly, but surrender everything to me. In the sense, mam anusmara yuddhacha mayarpita manobuddhir. Offer your duties to me, fix your mind and intelligence on me, and certainly you will achieve me. So whenever this tasmat comes, tasmat means therefore, that means something is previously already been discussed. That's why this is the conclusive shloka. So before that, there are two shloka where it is said, if you don't do that, then you fall into one of the category. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajyati ante kalevaram tam tameveti kauntiya sada tad bhava bhavate. Suppose someone says, I may want to come 1,000 times, 100 times, 1,00,000 times too, he will come. But there is one extra factor will be added as a karma. That's not only I desire to come, but what you did before, that will also be an added task. So, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, whatever you think, you will, the cycle will continue, but different kinds of bodies will be there. But if you try this tasma sarveshu kaleshu, and for that, as we have already been discussed, that if you practice something for whole life, then it is very easy for us to remember that at the end of life. So anta kalesha mamaiva samadhi. And only when we remember Krishna at the end of life, then only we can get out of this. So that's why it is very, very important for us to take all the Vedic paths. So there are two things. In the sixth canto, Narad Muni, he chastises Prachini Parishad. Because Prachini Parishad is a person who is so much obsessed with doing animal sacrifices. So that I will get heaven. So he just finishes one sacrifice, another sacrifice. So many animals he killed. So Narad Muni comes and he says, Vedas doesn't give this facility only for that. This is sacrifice means if you perform is very correctly, then this animal gets a human birth. But if there is any discrepancy, then this animal may not get a human body. And the same Vedas say that anything is being killed is a murder. So that sacrifice is not perfect, there is a discrepancy, then animal is not getting human birth, means it is being termed as a murder. And Veda says, one who has murder means he has to be killed. That's why Narada says, all the animals are waiting for you. You come and they will pierce you with their iron horns, sharp horns, because that is the rule. So Narada here is not condemning Vedas. He's just saying you are being overly obsessed with something and that's why you have forgot the purpose. So there are two things we have discussed. One thing is taking everything as a own conception, being obsessed. And second thing is one may become proud of particular position. That we know that in Varnasam system is like human body. So Brahmanas is head, arms are Kshatriyas, Vaishyas is stomach and legs, Shudras are legs. So ideally everybody will think I want to become head, isn't it? Because it is a superior position. And this does happen. We have seen that scriptures have so many examples where having an authority to uplift someone, but because of pride, people have not done it. Take example of Subuddhi Roy. Subuddhi Roy is a person who has been outcasted by the Brahmin community because he was being touched by the Yavana's water. And Yavana threw water on him and then he said, you are become a Yavana now. And there is no injunction, there is no way we can bring you back or make you purify. But there are so many sacrifices, there are many, so many ways that people can become purified. He says that, Abhira Shumbha Yavana Khasadaya, Ye Annecha Papa Yadapa Shraya Shraya Shuddhanti Tasmai Prabhavishnava Enama. So this Abhira, how he starts? Kirat Hunandra Pulinda Pulgasha Abhira Shumbha Yavana Khasadaya. This is all the fallen conditions, in the sense they are not counted as the Aryans in the sense. Ye Annecha Papa. Shukdev Goswami says that this is their, and more fallen than this, they can become pure if they come in contact with pure devotees and take Krishna's name. Now, this shloka has not been composed now. It is always there. But because their pride is there, the position is there, they did not use it for uplifting the compassion. So, following something for our position can give us a pride. This is another fault people can fall into. So that's why we'll come to end that in the purport. Krishna says that there are two people, gross sense gratificator and their mental speculator, both of them do not understand that we are not body and mind. There is also a need for a soul which can only be fulfilled if we come in contact with Krishna. Then only these all our material needs will also give us happiness. Otherwise we see even in 14 planetary system, if we roam for millions of times, still we'll be unsatisfied if we do not take care of the needs of the soul. So that's why, in short, Krishna in this chapter is saying that all these four varnas and ashramas should be understood for only one purpose, that samsiddhir hari toshunam. We should be cooperatively, jointly work for satisfaction of Krishna. Then only we can be satisfied. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.